Track 5, Central Hallway. Turn now to the hallway and consider the home's vast interior. The house is a 4-over-4 design, with 4 rooms on this level and 4 rooms upstairs, and 4 chimneys. Both levels of the house have a central hallway which create a division of 2 rooms to the east and 2 to the west. Each room of the home is interpreted to portray a particular historical period and is unique in that it is a rare interpretation of an 1850s home, and the tour will follow a somewhat chronological path. The hallway is 1820s to 1850s. The furniture is Empire style, 1820s to 1830s. Empire refers to a form of European neoclassicism closely identified with Napoleon Bonaparte, the first French empire, the very early 1800s, whereas federal refers to American neoclassicism named after the U.S. system of government, federalism, 1790 to 1830. Post-1830 was the American empire style. The central hallway is 12 feet wide and 40 feet long with 12-foot ceilings. The plaster cornice is original, put here in 1857. The ceiling medallion above the central light fixture was copied from an 1860s medallion in Savannah, which is as close style-wise as the original would have been. Before electricity, the house was lighted by gasoliers, with gas that was manufactured on the property by burning pine knots in a rock building. Also, the house was lighted by lamps that burned whale oil, as opposed to burning common lard oil, which was smelly. As you note the light sources throughout the house, notice that fixtures had reflecting elements to capture and amplify the light in their design, and noticed as well that large mirrors were placed in the rooms to reflect the light. The hallway's central light fixture is an 1850s Rococo gasolier made by Cornelius and Son, originally of gold-plated brass with cut glass shades, with ornamentation of grape clusters and leaves. The walnut hall tree and side chair on either side of the front door are Gothic Rococo. Turn to the single table against the wall. It is a mid-1820s pier table of American Empire design. Upon it is an argand lamp, spelled A-R-G-A-N-D, not argon, A-R-G-O-N, the highly combustible gas. It was named in 1772 by its inventor, Ami Argand. This mid-1820s lamp burned whale oil brightly and efficiently from its tank due to Mr. Argand's excellent central draft burner design. This one was never electrified. Its light would reflect in the gold-leafed two-part federal mirror, also made in the mid-1820s. Turn to the sofa on your right. The nearly 8-foot-long formal scroll sofa, circa late 1810s, is Empire style. Note the classical carving of the sofa's crest, the hairless lion paw feet, and the scrolled arms. A pair of 1825 Empire flip-top mahogany side tables flank the sofa with carved pedestals and lion paw feet. All a very, very formal design. The table by the stairway is an original piece to the family. Delphia, Dr. Linden's mother-in-law, brought it with her when she came from North Carolina to live with the Lindens after her husband passed away. The table is a late federal mahogany piece, probably circa 1830s, with 1820s elements. The portraits are of Dr. and Mrs. Linden. His is signed and dated by Lucy May Stanton, who studied in Paris and was an internationally recognized local painter. The George Museum of Art on the UGA campus has her work in a collection, as do many other fine museums. Mrs. Linden's portrait of 1904 is by Eleusina Focardi, about whom relatively little is yet known.